Welcome to the Revival Center. This message is entitled, The Manifestation of Visions, from Pastor Clayton Manifold.
We thank God that we can be in His presence tonight. Amen. Many of us, as we came through 2019, some of us with a limp. Hallelujah. Some of us with pains. Some of us not working. Some of us have problems with our families. Different situations. But we are still standing. Hallelujah. God is still with us. Yes. And He will continue to fight our battles for us. As Pastor said earlier, we are not here by chance. God has ordained that we be in this place tonight. Yes. And my prayer that we do not leave the same way that we came. Amen? Amen. We're going to go out with a bang. We're going to go out rejoicing. Amen. Amen? So I hope that we walk with our dancing shoes. Amen? Amen. The best dancing shoes is the bare feet. Amen. Amen. So you kick off the high heels. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we know all of us, we have that. So there's no excuse for us to dance when it's time to dance. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles to Genesis chapter 12. And we've been reading from verses 1, 2, and 3. And the title of my message tonight is The Manifestation of Visions. The manifestation of visions. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, 2, and 3, he said, Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And verse 4 said, And so Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. All right, so we stop there. In a little while from now, we'll be entering, starting a new year. Amen? Amen? And one of the reasons that God has given us times and seasons is for us to measure change, to evaluate change. Amen? You know, time has given us opportunity that we could redefine our purpose and our vision and enable us to reestablish goals, to look within our life, look within our circumstances and our situations and things that are not working, things that may not be right, that we can make adjustment, and we could do things that we can become more effective. Amen? And when we talk about time, and this is something should grab all of our attention, because time for us as an individual, time for us as a church is limited. And time for us is temporary. Amen? And so that's one of the reasons the Bible tells us we have to redeem the time before the evil day come. And I just want to encourage us tonight that you may be in here tonight. And I must say this, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, please do not enter 2020 in that state. If you are a backslider and has lost that relationship that you once had with the Lord, tonight is a night to make it right. Amen. Amen. Amen? Amen? We cannot afford to go into 2020 as that same individual that the Lord is not pleased with. And for those of us who are believers, like Pastor Belmoser encouraged us on last Sunday, that we have to be able to work the works of Christ. Because the time is limited for us to do what we have to do. Amen? And so, my encouragement to us tonight that as we close 2019 and prepare to go into 2020, we go with an understanding and a belief that God is on our side and He's expecting us to be on His side. Amen? Amen. We don't have time to waste. Amen. So we're talking about the year 2020. And we have been hearing, and you know, as I was preparing this message, it's kind of jumped out on me. That 2020 is a prophetic year. The year where we as individuals and as a church are going to see the fulfillment of dreams and visions. There are some things that we've been dreaming of and seen a long time. But in the year 2020, and I'm prophesying out to the church that God is going to do something in our midst. Hallelujah. Something great and something powerful. You know, there was a song by Bob Marley said that there is a natural mystic blowing through the air. So I'm saying tonight there's a spiritual mystic that is blowing through the air. A spiritual mystic. And those who have eyes to see will see. Amen. And so we call it the manifestation of visions, where we move from just seeing to doing. The church, I'm going to talk about the church. I'm not just talking about Revival Center. The church, the body of Christ, for too long have been one-dimensional. And most of the church was focusing on the spirit and waiting for when we get to heaven, to receive our pie in the sky. Amen. And so everything we are waiting until we get to heaven. But I want to tell the church tonight that God is expecting us to bring heaven down to earth. And that's why when Jesus was teaching us to pray, he said, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Amen? So he's expecting us to bring heaven down to earth. But we have to embrace the vision of the total man. Spirit, soul, and body. The spiritual and the physical. Amen? It's time the church begin to excel. The Bible said that we are in the world, but we're not of the world. But we have to begin to excel in areas of education. We have to begin to excel in area of politics. We have to excel in areas of business. Because for us, the Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And God is expecting the church to impact the world. Amen. And for too long, we are following the world when we are the one that should be the light. Amen? But there are so many things that the church refuses to engage in because we are hearing this is of the devil. And that is of the devil. But I'm here to say tonight, church, God is calling us to change our societies. God is calling us to change our homes. God is calling us to change our environment. Amen. So that we have to prosper in spirit, soul, and body. And so because of this heavenly concept that everyone is waiting to get the pie in the sky, all our prosperity is centering around sowing a seed. And nothing wrong with sowing a seed, but I want to tell the church that there's a bigger picture of prosperity. There's a bigger picture of prosperity where God is wanting us to impact in business. And I'm saying, and one of our vision for this new year as we go forward as a church is to empower individuals. If you have a business idea, you want to do something, we are there to support you and to help you manifest that vision. Working together as a church, whatsoever the Lord has placed in your heart, we will be able to come together as a church and empower one another. Now we're talking about the manifestation of visions tonight. And vision is the ability to see people, places, and things not the way they are, but what they can become. What they can become. Amen. You understand? We're looking to see what things can become. So where we are today and where we are accustomed to being, that's not who we are. We are what we can believe. Are you hearing me, church?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Some of us have become so accustomed to being in a mediocre position. That is, it has become the norm. But I want to tell the church tonight that God has something better in store for us in 2020. For some of us, there are some people Like this God told Abraham, he said, leave thy country, leave thy kindred, leave thy father's house. For this vision to manifest in some of our lives, there are some things that we have to leave behind. There are some things that we have to let go. There are some things that are dear to us. Amen. And so if we realize that there is anything in our life that is ungodly or unspiritual, or the Apostle Paul said, lay aside every weight and every sin. There's something that we call sin, and there's some things that are just weight. They're not sinful in themselves, but they keep you back from going forward. So in 2020, we have to make a commitment. The you know the song that we normally sing, should some whole acquaintance be forgotten? I'm telling you that there's some whole acquaintance that got to be forgotten in this new year. It's not should or if. They must be forgotten if God is going to bring us into a place of vision and bring us into a place of prosperity. There's some things that we have to let go. Amen. It is time for us to forget the past and begin to design the future. And that's why, you know, for this new year, one of the things, as Deacon Delroy was saying, that we're going to begin to invest in our young people more. Invest in our youths more. Amen? Because that is the future of the church. You know, that's the future of the church. And so we need to invest in our young people. See them come to manifest whatsoever ability God has placed within them. Amen. So it is time to forget the past. Let us keep our eyes on what God has prepared for us in the future. Remember Martin Luther King Jr., he said, if you cannot fly, run. He said, if you cannot run, walk. He said, if you cannot walk, crawl. But for heaven's sake, you have to do something. So there is no excuse as we go into 2020. I can't do it. Ask the Como, take it out of our vocabulary. You know, because there is this thing, you know, in church, I cannot do it. But I'm here to say tonight that the Holy Spirit is here to back us. The Holy Spirit is here to see that what we put our mind and our heart to do, that we can achieve it. We can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. Amen. You may not have, or we may not have great talents, but perseverance is a substitute for talent, a great substitute for talent. That so you may not have the ability like many others, but as you persevere and put your mind to it, there's nothing that you cannot do. And so we are entering 2020 with the wind of the Holy Spirit at our backs. Amen. We're serving a God that does not believe in waste. Amen? Amen. And that's one reason why Jesus said, you cannot put new wine into whole vessels, because they will cause a spill. Yes. Amen? And God does not believe in waste. So we have to change the way we think. We have to line up our mind as new vessels of God. Amen? Amen? And that's what God is looking for. The vessels. Remember Elijah and the woman that her husband had died, and the credit they were coming to sell her children. And when the prophet went to her, he asked her, "What do you have in your house?" She said, "All she have." She said she had nothing. And then she said, "But a jar of oil." And he told her, "Get vessels, get containers." And that's what I'm saying to the church. We need to get empty containers. Some of us are too full. Full of ourselves. Full of our own ego. I'm better than horror or better than him. This is not what this thing is all about. And as we enter in 2020, these are the mindset we have to have. There is no competition in the house of God. But we are here to empower and help each other to go forward. Amen. We're here to help and build each other up. To see each other succeed. Because one shall chase 1,000. And two shall put 10,000 to flight. Amen. In the multitude of counselors, there's wisdom. We have to do this thing together. Amen. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. He said, God instructed the prophet. He said to write the vision and make it plain. Amen. That those who read, they will run with it. Amen. And so there's some things that we're going to be doing in this new year as a church. And we're going to be running together. Hallelujah, to see our vision come to pass. Amen? Yes. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 29:18 said, without a vision, the people perish. Amen. So in 2020, we are manifesting vision, church. Amen. We'll be looking at some big things. Amen. You know, in Ezra chapter 3, verse 12 and 13. And these are for the folks who are always talking about the good old days. I just want to address that in a little. Right? The good old days. And they always want to go back to the good old days. And so when the foundation of the new temple was laid in Jerusalem, it said that there was the ancient, that's what the Bible called it, the ancient ones were crying. There was weeping. And there's some people joyful, and these people were crying because they were comparing the new temple that was constructed. They were comparing it with the Temple of Solomon. The Temple of Solomon was wonderful in its beauty, with its gold and everything else. And in Haggai chapter 2, verse 3, that's when the Lord addressed it. He told them, he said, that this looks like, he asked him a question, he said, this looks like nothing in your eyes. Because, and when you look through your natural eyes, and that's what I'm talking about. There is a manifestation of vision. We're talking about spiritual sight. God told him, he said, it seems to look like nothing in your eyes. But he said, I'm going to fill this house with glory. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, church. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to fill this house with glory. And he said, the glory of the latter shall be greater. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you, take your mind off of what used to be. God is taking us from glory to glory to glory. And as I told Pastor before, the best is yet to come. We haven't seen anything yet that God is going to do in this temple of Revival Center. Hallelujah. Praise God. So open your eyes. Don't look at natural things. This house will be filled with glory. In the year 2020, our ministry will definitely reach beyond the pulpit. For too long, in churches, it's all about the pulpit ministry. But God is taking us someplace. And the very, those who saw the play that we did, Jesus, the King, I think, was, I can't remember the exact name of it. But this is just a sample of one of the things that we will be doing in 2020. We'll be preaching through drama. Yes. We'll be preaching through skits. Yes. We'll be preaching through dance. Yes. We'll be preaching. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel an anointing. Hallelujah. So the word will not only come from the pulpit. The word will come in all different forms. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So some Sunday morning, you will show up here. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we'll be doing different things in 2020. Visions will be manifested in 2020. Then we're talking about this building here. This building here, gonna get some changes, right? And I'm just sharing a little of our vision for this new year. We are looking to take this up 6-story higher. Come on, you see, you don't believe. You don't believe because you don't want to clap. But when I say something like this, you should be excited. We're taking this up 6 flights. That's the maximum they say we can go. We are manifesting our vision. 2020 is a prophetic year. And so we'll be able to have more space for our church. We'll be able to have a hall that we could rent out. We'll be able to have a daycare. We'll be able to have schools. We're able to have apartments that we can rent out reasonably to our members and whoever. So 2020 is a prophetic year for Revival Center. And I'm excited.
Amen.
God is doing a new thing. Taking us into a new season. Amen. Taking us into a new season. And so, nothing is too hard for us to do. I'm not even saying God in this right now. Because God is with us, He's in us. But nothing is too hard for us to do. When they were building the Tower of Babel, an ungodly thing, they just imagined that they could do something great. And they, in their evil imaginations, because they were working together, it was being built. And God had to come down and say, listen, what are these people doing? If I don't do something and stop them, every imagination of their heart they'll be able to do. And God came down and He confused their language. So they couldn't continue in the building pool. Now, if we are building things that are godly, and we can have one mind, and we can have one heart, and we can be working together, and we can have transparency, because transparency is very important. Because trust is built on transparency. So as we have transparency and we develop trust, I'm saying, church, all things are possible to those that believe.